Syria's ambassador to the United Nations has blasted the West for, quote, supplying Israel with nuclear material, warning that the regime's nuclear capability threatens regional security. During a UN General Assembly session, Bashar al-Jaafari accused the West of turning a blind eye to Israel's possession of nuclear weapons, which he said violate international nuclear treaties. He also cited Germany's export of nuclear-armed submarines to Israel as an example of how the West is contributing to the regime's development of its nuclear arsenal. Jaafari condemned Israel's lack of cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency over the issue as well. Israel is widely believed to be in possession of hundreds of nuclear bombs. And Jacob Musick from Voice of the Revolution Radio says the Israeli regime might use its nuclear weapons against other countries in the region if it feels threatened.
Now, as far as exemptions that it's given, I completely agree with the representative from Syria that this is a problem. Israel is headed by, it's predicated on a ethnocentric, religio-centric ideology. It's a state for the Jews. It was created with disregard of the people that existed there before, and since then has acted as a rogue nation. And while it is normally the United States that is the entity that describes what is a rogue nation, if you get outside of this matrix that the United States and NATO creates, you see that in the Middle East, Israel is the rogue nation. Like you said, it has hundreds of nuclear weapons, up to 400. It did acquire this from the West. And while the United States, in Israel's defense here, the United States is the only country that has ever used nuclear weapons on a populace. I don't think it's probable, but it could happen that Israel, if it felt backed into a corner, if it felt an existential threat, that it would use those on its neighbors. We know it's been in conflict, direct, indirect, covert, and overt, with its Arab neighbors several times,